Welcome to the manager's desk. I'm Mike Cornell. Yes, here I am. I had not planned on being here today. I thought I'd be home, recovering from knee replacement surgery. But with the advances in medicine today, here I am, but with the same old knee. Remember, when we were younger, we had a right knee and a left knee. Now, for many of us, we have a good knee and a bad knee. So I'm here today with that bad knee. The advances in medicine came into play even as they were preparing to give me the spinal block. I made it as far as sitting on the edge of the operating room table while they prepared to do that. And what happened next, I don't really recall, but it prompted them to cancel the surgery immediately. I'm told my heart went into atrial fibrillation, AFib. According to what I found on the internet, AFib's a common heart rhythm disorder where the upper chambers of the heart, the atria, beat irregularly and rapidly. This prevents the atria from properly pumping blood to the lower chambers, the ventricles. Well, some people with AFib may have no symptoms, while others may experience rapid or irregular heartbeat, palpitations. Don't mistake that for love. Shortness of breath, fatigue, dizziness, or lightheadedness, and chest pain on a rare occasion. AFib can increase the risk of stroke, blood clots, heart failure, and cognitive decline. When thus they halted the surgery, and my next step will be seeing a cardiologist for treatment. I thank you for your prayers. The AFib could have just as easily showed itself during the surgery instead of just before it. When things don't go as expected, I'm reminded of the lyrics from the song Trust His Heart with Babbie Mason. God is too wise to be mistaken. God is too good to be unkind. So when you don't understand, when you don't see His plan, when you can't trace His hand, trust His heart. He alone is faithful and true. He alone knows what is best for you. Well, I still have hopes to have the knee surgery done in the near future, and you'll have that chance to hear from other staff members here on the manager's desk. Thank you for your prayers and support for the WRVM Radio Ministries. Our mailing address, WRVM, Box 212, Searing, Wisconsin, 54174. That's Box 212, Searing, Wisconsin, 54174. Or you can make a gift online at our website, wrvm.org. For the manager's desk, I'm Mike Cornell.